Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody. It's Dave here from Vikings First and Skull with another Who Will Be King? Your NFC North Roundup Show. You can see my compadres surrounding me. And did you know it's the most wonderful time of the year? And we're not talking about Christmas. We're talking about NFL free agency. That's right. The new league year just started. We are now into the 2024 season officially. People, players are putting pens to paper after 2 days of legal negotiation. People call it legal tampering, but tampering's the illegal part. Last 2 days were legal negotiations. So everybody's got their hopes up. Everybody, all the teams are 0-0. Anything can happen. We could make it all the way to the Super Bowl even. Well, we'll find out, you know, when the season comes along. But I do believe the NFC North is now one of the best divisions in football. And I've got my friends here, Pay, up here from the Bear Claw podcast, the city with broad shoulders and a little bit of breeze, Chicago. He's going to be representing the Bears and telling us all that's happened in the last 48 hours on that. We have the dynamic duo from Detroit over here. We have June and Foster from Bleachers to Speakers. They report on just about every one of Detroit's sports teams, but their heart and soul lie with the Lions. And they're going to tell us how the Lions have improved in this last 48 hours. And it should be interesting. And over in that blank spot should be our Green Bay Packer representative, but we don't have one. But we'll talk about the little bits that they've done so far in this free agency period to date as well. All that is next on Who Will Be King? Let the battles begin.
Yeah.
It's just like Christmas. You get a linebacker. You get a safety. You get a quarterback. Look at these presents we're opening up. It's fun. And so, this is literally my favorite time of year as we look at our teams and how are they doing. But before we get started, I want to introduce you to everybody. Starting off with Pay, how are things in Chicago?
How's it going, Dave? How's it going, fellas? Everybody in the live. Happy Wednesday. How are things in Chicago? What's a safe synonym for terrible? Someone help me out there.
Well,
other than the weather, I mean, it's been better. How many days until opening day of baseball?
Well, the biggest question that we're going to ask you is, what's up with Justin Fields?
Oh, my goodness. I don't have an answer for you, Dave, and apparently the general manager doesn't have an answer either. Hire me, since we're both doing the same job.
Oh, wow.
It's bad right now. The market was voluminous at first, and when the offseason started, right? We said, okay, we got the number one pick, this transformational generational quarterback sitting at the top of the draft, and we got a pretty good starter already. So we should be able to get a haul for either one, whatever direction we decide to go in. But let me tell you something. We apparently haven't made a decision on what direction we're going in, because the Bears still have two quarterbacks that they're entangled with. And I don't understand what's going on. The third day of free agency? The third day of the league year?
Well, why is that still on that official thing? Day.
First official day of the league year, third day of free agency. And Russell's got a new home. With the expected home, everyone knew he was going to go to Pittsburgh because winter guy. Kirk Thuggins, he's going to Atlanta on a massive deal. But Justin's that still leaves what three teams that Justin could be traded to theoretically. He's not going to play in Vegas because his former offensive coordinator is the offensive coordinator there. So rule that out. Denver, that don't sound like a marriage. Sean Payton and Russell Westbrook clashed over some of the things that Russell Wilson was doing. And that looks like the same thing that Justin would do if he was there. He's just a little younger. So I don't know, man. It's looking like we're going to eat a fourth round pick for Justin. And if that's the case, yeah, like I said, it's not good in just Chicago.
Well, we'll get into some of your free agent activities here shortly, but thank you for that update. Now on to the guys from Detroit. We're going to start with you, June. How are things up there in the Motor City?
What's up, Dave? It's a beautiful day in Detroit, man. It's 70 degrees. It's going to get back to the cold stuff, but right now, presently, everything is great, man. Just enjoying the festivities, watching all the acquisitions from the free agency, going to other teams. But hey, it's okay.
Well, I know you wanted Danielle Hunter, and unfortunately, he decided to go down to Houston.
I wanted a pass rusher. Mm-hmm. It didn't have to be Danielle Hunter. Reaching for the stars. Bryce Huff was one that I was hoping we'd get a crack at. But what happened in free agency is exactly what Brad Holmes warned us. We didn't want to listen. He said he was more focused on internal free agency, and he did just that. I guess we thought he was bluffing, but he stuck to the script. He didn't go and get a crazy amount of do a crazy amount of free agent offers outside. Still got some stuff to work out here with Amon St. Brown and golf and Penei Sewell. Got some other contracts he needs to work on. So other than that, everything's been cool.
Okay. Foster, how you doing today?
Well, first and foremost, I want to say happy 313 Day. That's obviously our area code, and it's March 13th. But yeah, and like June said, beautiful day today. I'm hoping to get out before the sun goes down. But outside of that, you know, we're early in the free agency. I believe that, you know, Brad Holmes is sticking to his guns and going by the philosophy of not, you know, just emptying out the bank on, you know, guys that are, you know, may or may not be in the prime of their career. It would have been nice to have Danielle Hunter. But I think that there's definitely some things to handle on the home front with the St. Browns and Goffs and that nature. So, you know, we're just kind of riding the wave right now. We're obviously going to allow him to cook during the draft. And outside of that, you know, there's still some guys out there that we can look into if we decide that we want to, you know, take some shots. We got some guys getting released and some trade rumors. So we're optimistic around here because we begin to improve some of the things that we were looking to do so when we were one half away from getting to the Super Bowl. So,
yeah. Well, that's the goal of everybody, the Super Bowl. So we're going to take that and we're going to go into what players of note have your teams acquired so far to date that you want to list and talk about. And Skull TYA, a friend of mine that lives a little bit, about an hour or so south of me, says 313 Sea Pizza is awesome. I have no idea what he's talking about. I assume it's some sort of Detroit pizzeria, but it sounds good.
It says Sea Pizza?
Well, he said 313 Sea Pizza was awesome.
Maybe he meant style pizza, but
style?
There's a Detroit style. Yeah,
unless it's like a seafood, like some shrimp on it or something. Oh, no.
She is Charlie. He may be fat fingered. I don't know, but it sounds good.
I like my pizza. It's not Chicago pizza, but hey.
pan pizza. Yeah. Hey, I love all sorts of pizzas. I'm not prejudiced on any style. I like them all. So they're good. Comes from my Italian roots. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start with the Bears. You had a big move at running back. And I know Mateo the Potato wanted to talk about running backs across the NFC North because there is a bunch of them.
Yeah.
running back? The Bears, number two rushing offense in the league the last two seasons. And they went out and got another running back, DeAndre Swift. He's pretty talented. His third team, and he's only 25. Very injury-prone history. It's kind of like we traded David Montgomery for Swift, but whatever. Yeah, so if this was 1993, I would be floored. I'd be ecstatic, unfortunately. This is a passing league.
Hey, you got to have a good running game. Can't do it all just one way. Doesn't work that way. You need to be able to get those extra few yards every once in a while. And maybe Swift will do it for you guys. I don't know.
I wonder if he can throw the ball.
Well, he wasn't the only quasi-big name you guys took on. You signed Kevin Byard and center Ryan Bates.
Yeah, well, I don't think we can talk about Mr. Bates, right? We traded a fifth-round pick to get the backup center from Buffalo. I don't think we need to go much further into that. Now, Kevin Byard, yes. Thank you for bringing him up. Former two-time All-Pro. He'll be 31 when the season starts. He's an upgrade. don't mind the age or the small contract. He was signed to a 2-year, I believe it was $8 million, something in that neighborhood deal. Oh, $7.5 million a year, I think, something like that. But he's an upgrade in one aspect, and really one aspect alone. He can tackle. The Chicago Bears have been poor tacklers in the secondary for a long time, and that's no shade to Eddie Jackson, the safety that is departing. But to put it bluntly and to be honest about it, he was just not cutting it back there on the last line. You're the last line of defense. If the ball carrier is right between coming right at you and you're the last thing stopping him from scoring a touchdown, bet on the touchdown. So I'm happy that we got a short tackler back there. Now, that does mean we're just punting this decision down the road because we'll be back here again, if not next year, the year after. Because, again, fired is 31.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, let's move on to Foster. You were talking about some of the guys you drafted. What did you think of snagging that corner? And I know you guys wanted one. And Carlton Davis.
Well, I like the fact that he excels in man-to-man coverage. He's on the bigger side. He's a solid 200 pounds. I think he did have an off year last year, but it's quite the outlier. His PFF rating is quite the outlier of his last few years. So I'm hoping that given being put in the right scheme will allow him to get back to his. To where, you know, where he's been in his last few years. He also dealt with some injuries last year as well. But we obviously had a good look at him. We played him once in the regular season, once in the playoffs. So there was obviously something that we could see value in. And, you know, he's got 1 year remaining on his deal. So if he doesn't work out, we can always, you know, cut our losses and look elsewhere. And that may be just who we draft in the first round or, you know, one of the higher rounds moving forward. So I'm not mad at it, but it's not the big splash that everybody was obviously looking for. So,
well, you know, we'll see. Any of the guys you got, do you consider a big splash? Nope.
No, I don't think that we've made any. Nah, we haven't made any big splash deals.
June, do you think Marcus Davenport is that guy?
if you consider pissing on the wall a big splash, maybe, yeah. But
now you're going to make the Vikings fans watching happy on that one.
It's not. The guys that were acquired yesterday, as far as the Lions, in my opinion, weren't wish list. But we'll see what happens. I mean, Davenport, I didn't know much about him. I just know he's injury prone. And that's what our beloved GM does. He'll spend money on the injured. He will. He's an equal opportunist. He doesn't. It won't deter him from signing you. Injuries won't.
So they play football, you know.
I guess he's sympathetic. He just a couple weeks ago or a week ago or so he re-signed Emmanuel Mosley. Emmanuel Mosley had a torn ACL when we acquired him and tore ACL two plays into the game, his first game back. So, hey, and then resigned him after that. So, hey, not a big splash. Not a big splash.
$4 million. $4 million.
At the same time.
Unlike the Jets with Aaron Rodgers, who, what was it, right. 4 seconds into the game, pop.
Yeah. At the same time, we don't necessarily need big splashes. We need some help, just a little help.
Well, I can tell you that with Davenport, when healthy, the dude is a factor as an edge rusher. He is good. But the problem is when healthy. He only played in 4 games for us last season and only 2 full ones of those 4.
We thought the same thing for CJ Gardner and Swift, sorry, Pay.
Laugh at my pain. Go right ahead.
Yep. I can tell you on the Green Bay Packers side, they do have a new running back, and there's a reason for it. But they have signed Josh Jacobs, one of the best free agent running backs coming out. I think that's going to be not good for the rest of us to face him, but we shall see how that goes. They also signed safety Xavier McKinney to help there, and edge Preston Smith re-signed. However, with Green Bay, they are in severe problems with some other player positions, linebacker being one of them. They've attempted to get some of the best ones out of free agency and failed, which is a good thing. They have dumped a lot of players. Bakhtiari is gone. All those guys are gone because they had to get under the cap, and we've been talking about that for a while. They were in cap trouble. They needed to work. And so not everything is coming up cheese in Wisconsin. So we'll see how that team reacts and gets through this time period and hopefully takes a big hit in the process.
I guess you can say Green Bay sent Bakhtiari and Aaron Jones.
Yes, they did. Now with Aaron Jones, we'll get to the Vikings updates. Aaron Jones, they wanted him to take another pay cut. He took one last year and was cool with that. Then they wanted him to take another one this year, and he said, no, I took one last year. Hell with that. And so Minnesota stepped into the breach because his agent happened to be the agent of, who was it that we got? I want to say Grenard, that same agency group. And they said, hey, he's willing. And Green Bay was only offering him $4 million max. And Minnesota stepped up and said, hey, we'll give you a six with the possibility to get seven if you come here. Boom, done. So we now have the 29, going to be 30-year-old, Mr. Aaron Jones on our team. And I can't wait to the revenge games when we play Green Bay. Because even at his age, he's producing 5.5 yards per carry on average. The dude is good.
Right? Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And with Ty Chandler as a 1-2 punch, lightning, thunder type deal, I think it is a good pickup by our Minnesota Vikings. Most everybody in the chat should agree that we now have that run game that failed us last season. Because it definitely did. And there's times when you need, hey, give me 3 yards, and that opens the playbook a little bit more. And we needed that. Now, the big news out of Minnesota, and some people are hitting at it, is that Kirk Cousins is no longer the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings had offered him a 2-year deal extension with 1 year guaranteed, and I'm hearing the totals were around $35 million on average. There was, however, Atlanta offered him 4 years, $180 million, with 100 of it fully guaranteed. The first full 2 years are guaranteed. $100 million of it's guaranteed, and he got his no-trade clause.
It's a lot of money.
His agent, Mike McCartney, is the best in the business, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I saw contract values. Kirk, for his career, is second to Tom Brady at over $300 million.
And that's because Tom Brady played for 3 decades.
Yep, and Tom's only like $2 million above. That's it. And that is amazing. But Kirk's going down there. He's, you know, going to be 36 years old. He's got coming off an Achilles rupture. And our headache, for those that got frustrated with him, is now in Atlanta. So it's going to be fun to watch. Their fan base is already split. But what gets me is how the NFL talking heads across ESPN, et cetera, NFL Network, now think the Falcons are a Super Bowl competitor because they got Kirk Cousins. And I'm like, hey, he came to us 2018, was the missing piece. We had the number one defense the year before. We had weapons galore. And out of the 6 years he was with us, we had one playoff win on two appearances. So, Atlanta, buy that stuff. Yeah. Go ahead. Enjoy that. It's going to be interesting to see how that happens. Now, the Vikings are taking the hit. We've got 57 point something million in dead cap we're paying off this season. That's okay. It's all part of the plan. Because with that, next year, we have over 120 million available in cap space already programmed. And we figure Justin Jefferson's going to get a chunk of that. We'll probably get Christian Darrisaw a chunk of that. And we'll still have plenty to move and spend in good players. But having plenty means you have to have a GM that's willing to identify good players and go get them, unlike with you pay, correct?
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, Chicago's got tons of money. They got tons of draft picks.
Can you tell them that? Can you line up? I would appreciate that, Dave. Well, from me to you, just go ahead and... Hey, you know, you can't take it with you. Go ahead and spend some of that.
I should get my dad to come down and haunt him. I told you before, he's an avid Bears fan, or was an avid Bears fan. And he's more boisterous than I am. And I'm sure he would be down there at House Hall going, telling him, what the heck is your problem? But, maybe he's haunting them and doing just that. Who knows? Dad, love you. So, it's interesting. It's interesting. But the Vikings, to continue with them, not only did we get Aaron Jones, we snagged up Jonathan Grenard as edge rusher, and he's replaced Danielle Hunter. We've taken linebacker Blake Cashman, who should be a starting linebacker. Very good. A lot of good stats on him. Another edge guy in Andrew Van Ginkel. Nice Dutch name. He looks like a Viking. Played for Miami. Brian Flores was obviously the one doing the shopping early in our free agency as he picked up three defensive starters. I'm cool with that. We're good. Sounds great. And then we picked up Sam Darnold as our bridge quarterback. People sort of freaked out, and some on our fan base, oh my God, you can't start him. He's horrible. Well, one, he's not as bad as he was when he first came in the league and played for the New York Jets. But two, we're not paying him starter money. He's going to be the bridge quarterback, period. So that tells us we're moving up in the draft to select the quarterback of our future, finally. Should be interesting. How far up? I don't know. Maybe we might trade with Chicago.
Please.
I doubt that. It'd most likely be number three with the Patriots. But we'll find out. But there's been a bunch. Vikings have been active. Lions have been relatively active, signing people, whether it be their own or outside. Packers have only done a few that I've seen so far. And the Bears have done, you've done some re-signings as well. But the big news in Chicago is, I saw, they decided on a location for the stadium, the new stadium. What do you think about that, Pay?
Much to do about nothing. We all knew this day was coming. Kevin Warren, you guys know I'm up there in Minnesota. They were doing the thing that rich people and you know, people with money, they do. They have options. So they told Chicago, hey, look, we're going to go buy this plot of land in Arlington Heights, a north-north suburb of Chicago, and we're going to put our stadium there because, you know, we want to do things our way. Chicago called their bluff, and that's exactly what it was, a bluff. This past week, Warren announced that, you know what, we are going to stay in Chicago. We're going to invest $2 billion into a new stadium somewhere in Chicago, probably more than likely in the same vicinity where Soldier Field has been in the last 100 years, and put a dome on it. That's probably the biggest part of the news is they want a roof, and That's big news in Chicago. We kind of like football weather, even though football weather don't like us, but we kind of like it. We like to live in the black and blue thought process, even though we're the ones that end up blue after a game.
Well, it's been a while since you guys won anything on a regular basis, so the change might help. Who knows? I know when we came from outside in, we didn't do so well. So, and Chicago's been inside, or Detroit's been inside for a long time. So, who knows? Now, what I read was they've already picked the site. It's going to be basically in the South parking lot. Or they're going to keep the South parking lot open. It's going to be, they're going to build it right next door, right below Soldier Field as they get ready to build it. It's a dome stadium that will be a public building, open 365, much like U.S. Bank Stadium is in Minnesota. We didn't donate $2 billion to its construction, though. That seems a little pricey for something that's going to be turned over to the city of Chicago, and we know how they run Soldier Field. So it's going to be interesting. It's still, you know, years and years away, but you guys finally got it, you know, decided one way or another.
I would guess that the location you're talking about, that South parking lot, I would assume that's not big enough for the construction of a new stadium that, as you say, can be multi-purpose, you know, multifaceted, that type of demonstration. It's a very congested part of the city. The museum campus, everything over there, like I said, it's hundreds of years old. Mm-hmm. That area has been, as you know, as gentrification gets, you got buildings on top of buildings. That little plot of area, it's not very large. You had to do a lot of infrastructure changes. The whole area had to get a facelift, and that would be construction. Chicago takes longer than it necessarily has to. If you're going to like do the type of expressway construction that this would cause, I would doubt it. I think what's going to happen is they're going to end up putting it in that area that the White Sox have their eyes on, and then the White Sox would just be SOL.
Okay. Well, I know it was something about they were going to keep the South parking lot, and it was going to be real close. But you talk about construction. Chicago is part of Illinois. It is a union state. And for me living there at Scott Air Force Base down there in St. Louis, I guarantee you they were working on the interstate, and they worked on the same spot of the interstate for 6 years.
You're still working on that same spot.
I'm sure. It's close. So, and the costs are going to go up, but $2 billion for a stadium, that should get you a nice stadium, not including what Chicago's putting in and the state of Illinois, if they're chipping in on some taxes as well. Should get a real nice stadium, and you should be able to have, you know, a venue that you can see Taylor Swift concerts before the Chiefs come to play, or, you know, home and boat shows and things like that. And it should be good. I mean, they're going to look at the who's the best, and they're going to build off of that.
Should we'll be take good. The wins as we get them, because Ryan Poles ain't giving us none right now.
Now, winning will help, just to let you know. Winning football will help. And speaking of which, we've got the draft coming up here at the end of April. I can't wait. And then you guys will get your hopes all up as you draft your new quarterback of the future and still have your old quarterback of the future on the team. Should be interesting. Dude.
It'll make for good content, Dave. That's one for sure.
Dude, in Detroit, you've gone through your free agency so far. Who are you hoping to get yet?
Those hopes are out the window there, Dave. I don't expect anything. I expect whatever we're going to get, we're going to address in a draft. I never agree with any draft pick we get. So I'm just going to be a unhappy camper until September.
Okay. Well, Chicago doesn't have to worry about a tight end. They already snagged one. I think he's like 30, 31 years old. Saw that. That was interesting. And who was it? Gerald Everett. Yeah. Are you guys going to draft a tight end again? Foster?
You're asking if we're going to draft another tight end?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You do it every year. It's like clockwork.
I got some guys. There's still some guys out there that I got.
On his list from a tight end perspective he wants to.
No, not from tight end. I'm just saying in general, I got some guys that I'd be interested in.
Gotcha. We have
not at tight end.
Silverback saying Kirk gets the blame when we need to get O-line help. Well, O-line played pretty decent last year, and of course Kirk gets hurt. And they were halfway decent before. But O-line is big for all of us. If you can build in the trenches, O-line and D-line, you guys can absolutely rock. And Foster, your Detroit Lions did pretty good at that last year, especially on the O-line. Now, I think you talked about Penei Sewell's doing an extension. How much is that going to cost you?
Ooh.
How much a year? In excess of 25, I would guess.
I'm thinking 20, but 25 is, yeah.
Anything out there in the ether written? I haven't seen anything, but that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
You lock the dude up, period.
For sure. There's also a question about Frank Ragnow as far as retiring. He hasn't made any announcement or anything, but that's one to watch and pay attention to. Throughout the playoffs, he was limping around pretty bad. He's been around a minute, so it's always a possibility.
He's one of the best centers in the league.
Yeah, so it's something to watch and pay attention to.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's when you want that Johnson kid in the draft. That looks like a beast. Anyways, well, that's free agency. Do you guys expect anything to happen over the next few days? That's going to be newsworthy.
Expect. Who's still out there? Calvin Ridley just got signed. 4 years, $92 million. The Chargers are releasing Mike Williams. That was expected. They're keeping Khalil Mack. That's unexpected. That's still a lot of cap hits going on over there. Chargers. I don't think there's any big name still available out there, which to my chagrin.
Chase Young, is that a big name?
No.
It's not? Oh, okay.
No.
That's going to be.
I think he's a rotational player now.
He's going to be a Carolina Panther, probably.
Or the Texans. Texans getting everybody, so who knows?
Yeah, Texans are going to be tough, but thankfully they're not in our conference, and we're not going to have to worry about it. But I do believe we play them this year, though. I know we play Atlanta, which is going to be good because the Kirk Cousins meetup is going to be fun. Atlanta, well, Kirk Cousins gets all his X's this year because not only does he play Minnesota, he plays Washington, and he plays the Cowboys with Mike Zimmer at defensive coordinator, and I can't wait to watch that one. That one's going to be pay-per-view quality type deal because Zimmer's just going to tear after him. I guarantee it. So it's going to be fun. Now, there is one thing that's going to happen this weekend in Chicago, though, Pay.
I hate it when people
baseball?
Say online dating is dead. It's not. You're just using the wrong app.
Okay. Good for you, Pay. No. Sunday is St. Patty's Day. They turn the rivers green, or at least a greener green than they normally are.
Oh, yeah, I forgot this time of year so far. So 2024 just started. Yeah, we're already dying the river green and allowing public drunkenness all over the city. It's so fast, man. We'll be 0-6 in no time before you even know it.
No, it's crazy. I doubt that, but there are a lot of Irish in Chicago, and they do love celebrating. And I hope the friends and viewers that are from Chicago watching enjoy themselves, and if they partake responsibly and have fun. So
agreed.
That's always the case if you partake. So with that, I don't have anything else to talk about today. We're into the league new year. Things have been going hot and heavy over the last few days. You guys have covered your teams rather well. Green Bay is still floundering around up there in Wisconsin between us. We'll see what happens. The big deal coming up, and we'll talk about more of this as we get closer to the date, is the draft. So,
Here in Detroit.
Yeah, in Detroit, the Motor City. Boy, I wish I had an extra few dollars to get up there. That would be fun. But with that, I want to thank everybody for watching today. We had a great time. Pay, where can they find the Bear Claw Podcast?
DBC is everywhere you get your podcast feeds. If you are on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, and wherever else that produces podcasts for your listening pleasure. We're also located on YouTube at Frustrated Chicago. We're on TikTok, Chicago Bear Claw, and Facebook at the Bear Claw Podcast at Hallis Hall. You can't miss us. We're everywhere. Check us out for all the content, NFC North news, Bears, not doing anything news, and all of your live shows, all of your shows will be audio, but we do have some shows that end up on YouTube. Check us out.
That's cool. And your Chicago sports fans YouTube page is linked in the remarks. So if anybody wants to go check it out, it's there. As well as Bleachers to Speakers is linked in the remarks. Foster, tell us what you guys do in the city of Detroit and where we can find you.
I was going to give you a crazy answer about what we do in Detroit, you can find us everywhere at Bleachers to Speakers on YouTube, all streaming platforms, also over on Motor City Metrics. And we out there.
Dune, what do you got coming up for Bleachers to Speakers?
probably do a show tomorrow or if, yeah, probably do a show tomorrow. Basically wrapping things up as far as free agents of what we have so far. I don't anticipate any big moves, but you never know. There could be a move here and there. Foster has already touched up on the acquisitions. You can check those out on Bleachers to Speakers, the YouTube channel there. Also on any podcast streaming platforms, you want to hear what he has to say about the acquisition. He gave a quick breaking news on all three acquisitions that was yesterday. So other than that, we'll be here every week talking about going forward the draft, especially now that this free agent period is wrapping up. We'll have a bigger, clearer picture of the direction we think should go. However, like I said, I never pick who I want, and I never like who gets picked.
Well, we're just finishing up that first initial wave of free agency. That's where you tend to overpay players. Then we'll get into the second, and then eventually the third as we go, as GMs start to look for bargains and fill the roster. And until then, you can find me over at Vikings First and Skoll. We have a show tonight with Tyler Fornes, the real Forno, at 6 o'clock. We're going to be talking about Kwesi Adofo-Mensah. Is he the devil, as they said in a football movie? And or is he got a plan? We'll find out tonight, and we'll also be celebrating our first year anniversary because we started on the new league year last season. And we want to welcome everybody, and we're going to have a good time tonight. So join us, and we'll see you next week. What do we say, June?
The toilet flush.
That one sounded better. Pay?
It did. We bear down, and we do not trade quarterbacks within the division.
And as always, Skoll Vikings. Like, subscribe, and rate us on your favorite podcast aggregator. Thank you for listening to this NFC North group effort on the Fans First Sports Network. This has been a Da Bear Claw podcast, Bleachers to Speakers, Vikings First and Skoll. And of course,
step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Fans First Sports Network production. Thank you for listening.